Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is.
Hey there, listeners. You are listening to Sunshine and Rainbows. And Mel, I'm broke.
Oh, no. What a sad beginning to this podcast.
Because, Mel, if you did not know, today is tax day.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I am extra broke.
It is April 15th, friends.
So if you don't have that, your taxes in, you gotta run home. You got
a couple hours.
You got to get that in there, guys. You got to get it.
The clock is ticking.
But seriously, on today's episode, we are going to talk all about teaching our children about money.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Money. We're not singers.
Okay,
but no. We're going to talk about money today.
So, money.
Yes.
It's a tricky subject because you can't have enough, but you... I don't have enough, but you also shouldn't have too much. I don't know. What, right? Isn't that?
Sure.
I don't know. Money. So, Mel, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mel, can you tell me?
I'm also broke.
Can you tell me, money in your house, how do you teach your children about money?
Yes. Well, I think the simplest thing that we do with our kids, and I know that this is not something that like only we have done, like tons of people have done this before.
Right.
But we have like a jar system
okay.
in our house.
Okay.
My kids are 10, almost 8, and 6. And so they're still kind of on the young side. They don't have jobs.
Right. Nope.
You know?
Nope.
Not a lot of income coming in.
Yep.
They do chores very rarely. As much okay. as I would love for that to change.
Sure, sure.
So they're
fair
just
enough.
Not making a lot of money. But right. Like the chores that they do that are above and beyond, we do pay them a little something for that. So okay. there's a little bit, but there's not a lot. All of that to say, so we have a jar system. So okay. they each get 3 jars.
Nice.
The first jar is spend. The second is save. And the third is what we call our tithing jar. Mm-hmm. We give 10% of our income to the church.
Beautiful.
So that's our tithing jar. So if they get like a dollar,
right,
then we usually split that $1 between the 3 jars.
Love it.
So that we're teaching our kids how to save money, how to give 10% of our finest back to God first, and then whatever is left, they get to keep in the spend jar.
Love it.
And that's been really huge for our kids. Like, honestly, those kids over the last couple of years have really raked in a lot of money, and I don't know how. I feel like they're, like, scamming us somehow. Maybe they should be here teaching this. I don't know.
Yes.
But yeah, the jars have been really great. Like, it's been a good visual way for our kids to understand that there is money that they get to keep, but we also save money for the different situations that might come up. And then, of course, the tithing jar, that's first and foremost and so important for us in our faith that we want to do and teach that to our kids as well.
So what do they do with the money in their savings jar? So they save for a while.
They do.
What do you then do with that?
So honestly, we haven't done, my kids are very good at saving money. Like,
okay.
I think they get really excited. They obviously get that from their father. It's not me.
Sure.
I was never a saver.
Let's spend that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, let's, mom, I got $20. I want to go to the store immediately.
Right. Right. Right.
My brother, different story. He would
okay.
save it too.
Oh, okay.
But like my kids, they just really do enjoy saving their money. Cause I think like we've said to them before that we save our money in case like in mommy and daddy's lives,
right?
The
right.
way that we provide for our family
oh, yeah.
is if we have an unexpected expense come up, it's, you know, we kind of pull from that if need be.
Right.
Now granted my 6-year-old doesn't have a lot of unexpected expenses.
Right. Right. Sure.
You know, a tire's not going to blow for him
right.
or whatever. So it's fine. So they kind of use that save jar as like if they want like a big purchase, if they
okay.
want a big toy.
Nice.
Or if they want like an experience or something at school or whatever that kind of comes up that's probably bigger than what's in their spend, then they can kind of dig into that savings a little bit.
Okay.
For them.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. All right.
I like that it's a visual way though. So they can see their jars
yes.
and they can say like, oh my goodness, like I don't really have a lot in my savings right now. Maybe I need to, you know, put more money over there. So that's kind
of
cool.
So are they like pasta jars kind of thing or what's the situation there?
Yeah. So okay. They're like, we just found them at like Hobby Lobby, just sure. glass jars that you can see through. And then we like put like a, there's like a little chalk tag or something sure. that's on the top of them.
Okay.
And on that with like a chalk pen, we just wrote save, spend, tithe.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super simple for us.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, and like you said, very visual.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
What about you? Do you guys, how do you explain money?
So I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. So we are really at the beginning
right.
of this whole situation.
Right.
So I'm definitely taking notes here, for sure. I think that right now the biggest thing that we are doing is setting an example with our own money habits, because I do think that that speaks very loudly yeah. to our kids, right?
Yeah.
And we are always talking to them about, like, we don't tell them exactly how much money we have, but we're right. always talking to them about, you right. know, the importance of saving. Because yeah. I think it's all well and good to say to your kids, like, do this or that with your money. But then if you're not doing it.
Right. Right. They do catch on quickly when you're being hypocritical, you know?
Sure do.
And they like to call you on it.
Yes. And I think also when we're out at the store, like showing them what things cost and talking to them yeah. about, like, you know, there are these two items. Which one should we buy? This one is this much. This one is this much. Like yeah. having those conversations, I think, are yeah. really important.
And I think it kind of goes back to like the very beginning, right? With like really small kids where we start to talk about money.
Right.
And we start to say like, like a dollar is 100 pennies,
right?
Or, you know, like yes. you kind of start like the very beginning,
right?
Kind of teaching what money is and what that looks like,
right?
But then also teaching our kids like the value,
yes,
of a dollar,
yes,
you know,
oh yeah,
and saying that like you could buy this thing for $2, or if you wait and you save a yes. little bit more, you could buy something similar that is a better quality, that is going to suit your needs better.
Yes.
For this amount of money.
Right.
For $5 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's been something that I think we've really tried to drill into our kids is the value of yeah. a dollar.
Yeah.
Just because you have $20 doesn't mean that you should, you know.
Right.
Spend it on a whole bunch of garbage.
For
but
sure.
Like,
absolutely.
You know, using good wisdom and how we spend our money and what we spend that on.
So you said that you don't give your kids allowance currently.
Not was that what
was that correct? What
I, okay. Our okay. kids have not. So we went through the whole like chore list. This yes. was a while back, like probably a year and a half ago at this point. They each had chores. They each got like money for the chores that they did. But then they stopped doing the chores.
Oh.
So we were like, well, the money is drying well, up.
Well,
then
bye-bye.
Sorry, kiddos.
To the money. Yeah. Okay.
But like no one has really complained. Like they still help out around the house. They do the things, you know, that will quote earn your keep, if you
right.
will.
Right, sure.
Like you live here. You're a part of the family. They do those things. But like the chores that are above and beyond that they get paid for, they just haven't done those. So
yes.
they don't currently make any money. But yes. they have residual money from when they did.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard different things on this because, you know, a lot of people say like definitely don't pay your kids to do chores because right. then they'll think that they're entitled to money, right. you know. So I think that that's interesting.
Yeah.
I have also heard of people with allowance like giving the child per month, I guess, their age amount.
Yeah.
So if they are 5 in a month, at the end of the month or whatever, you get $5.
Right.
And so on and so forth.
Right.
Which I think there might be some merit to that. But I also think like my 3-year-old, does he really need $3 at the end of every month? I don't really think so. Like,
right.
I don't think that he understands just yet. Like truly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But I could see for like a 10-year-old, right? Getting $10 at the end of the
yeah.
month or whatever. And that's
good. That's a lot.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more than we gave them even when they did make an allowance.
Well, right. Well, and maybe that's too much. I don't know. Like, yeah, I think it probably depends on the kid.
And I'm
right?
sure, like, the older they get, the bigger the responsibilities they're getting.
Right.
So I think if, like, whatever chore you're giving them,
right.
if it's worth the $10, then yeah, like, do that.
Right.
But I think, like, I mean, and you mentioned this too, but, like, doing things that work for your family, like, just
yeah.
because everybody else does it, doesn't
right.
mean that you have to do that, you know? Like,
right.
finding what works for you and your family is perfect. Do what you do.
Have you heard about the debit card for kids?
Yeah.
So what is that called? I
was there's a couple different ones. We are not sponsored by any of them, but
the green light.
Yeah, it's the green light that I've heard the most about.
Yes.
So we don't have those for our kids, but it's something that we're looking into, especially as our 10-year-old gets older. Right. I'm not inclined to give him one at 10.
Right.
But like as he gets older.
Right.
Like we have had very interesting conversations with him.
Yeah.
About like credit,
right?
Like a credit card,
right?
And kind of what that means. Like it's not free cash that they give you. Mm-mm. That's not what it is at all. Don't spend it if you don't have it. Like,
right?
We've really been able to kind of get into that conversation with him, which has been really fun. Like as a parent, because then, like you said, like it also holds us accountable,
right?
That like I don't need to put everything on my credit card. Like if I have the cash for it, or if I have whatever else, like maybe I use that, or like using it as a teachable moment to say. Like, I'm going to use my card for this, but I already have the money in the bank. You know, like, it's easy to, it's easier, I think, to have those conversations as you go.
And I think it's really important to do what you are doing with them, like the visual money, the actual, like, paper money. I think it's really important to do that first.
Yeah.
Because, like, my personal opinion is just that, like, once it's on a card
and you can't and see it,
you can't see it, and it's like this like imaginary amount that's somewhere in the you know that then it becomes really hard, I think, for the kid to like really understand,
which is not always easy as parents, because I mean we are very much in that like electronic society, right? So like having to go to the bank and get cash
right
so that I can give my kids cash,
like
that's a pain in the butt, you know
what
I mean?
Like absolutely
it can be miserable, but like it, I think it, you know, speaks to the importance of teaching that to our kids too.
Yeah.
Like I think it's important enough to go to the bank and get $20.
Right.
So I that I can teach my kids this lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, that for teenagers, right. Or like maybe even preteens or like people, kids who have already had that experience with the real money.
When it's time.
I think it is also important for them to understand how to manage it when it's not physically there.
Yeah. You want to be able to teach that to them when they're like in the safety of your of your purview,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Instead of when they're out on their own as an adult and they realize,
and they,
oh, no,
oh,
I don't know what
it.
I'm doing.
Right. Right. Yeah. Have you heard of all of like the Dave Ramsey? Is it Dave Ramsey money stuff?
Yeah.
So I have not personally gone through any of that.
Me neither.
And I have a feeling that some of it is like, is it sort of controversial?
Look, I am not like up to speed on any of this.
I'm not
so
really.
I could very well be speaking out of turn. But I feel like Dave Ramsey's stuff has taken a bunch of flack in like the recent.
That's kind of what I thought.
The recent years. Yeah.
But
yeah. I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable enough about that. So yes. I don't want to talk about it.
Because I know that he had a kids money thing. A Dave Ramsey kids money thing.
Yeah.
That the Financial Peace Kids, that was it.
Yeah.
And it comes with a bunch of books.
Yeah.
As well as like a chore chart kind of thing. And then the like the jar. I think that it does come with the little jars.
Yeah.
So if you are looking for something that's kind of like one and done, it's all there.
Yeah.
You can go onto Amazon and look at some of those.
And but, I think it's helpful to say, too, that, like, you can look in that stuff and you can kind of pull what you want from it.
Right.
Like, just because, you know, Dave Ramsey says this is what you should do, doesn't
yes.
mean you have to do that,
totally.
You know?
Totally. Totally.
Like, you can take pieces of it, you can take none of it, or you can take all of it.
Use what's useful and leave the rest kind
whatever,
of thing.
Like, you agree with, whatever you think is good, like, dig in and do that.
Right.
As long as we're teaching our kids how to be responsible with their money.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, that's great.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
When do you think kids should start doing kind of like a summer job thing? You know, getting a job or having a job or.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I my kids are still young, so I don't know. My 10-year-old doesn't have a job yet.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. I think if I can remember correctly back to when like I was a teenager, I think it was when we started having those conversations about a car. I think that's when my parents were like, now is the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, that was, you know, 20 years ago, so
right.
like I don't know what that looks like now. But right. like when I got a cell phone, when I got a car, when all of that stuff started coming into my life,
right.
obviously those are more expenses that we have to pay for. So
yeah.
Hey, Mel, time to get a job.
Right. Right. So yeah. The other thing I was going to mention is, so like we homeschool, and I know that a lot of schools do this as well. And I think your kid's school does this. I think we talked about this, but that they can earn like school bucks, mm-hmm. like bucks. Right.
Yeah.
So we do that at home every week. They get, it's called a school buck, right? Every week.
Yep.
And they can use those if they save them up for certain things or for, so I think that that's also a really nice way, especially for like my age kid, the 6 yeah. and 3 year old yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah, younger kids.
Because they are just, they're play money. It's yeah. not actually even real money, right? Right. It's just like a play bill.
Yeah.
But it helps them again to think like, oh, I can either use it yeah. now on this, or I can hold off and get something right. bigger.
I think you're building those foundations, right? Right. And you're saying that like this piece of paper,
right,
it has value to it,
right,
and you can, you know, save them or you can spend them or right. whatever, but right. you know, there are like rules to follow,
right?
You have to have 5 in order to get this object.
Yes. Yes,
like,
totally.
You're like starting to lay that foundation of like financial independence. And
we have also good. Used it for like, you know, unfortunately if they do something they're not supposed to do, and yeah. like we take yeah. them away, or yeah. like we take one away, or, you know, whatever it might be. Yeah. Consequences. Exactly. So yeah, I was just going to mention that. Cause you, did you say yeah. that they do that at your kid's school? Is that,
I don't think
no, they don't. Them. They don't. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But, okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an idea.
Yeah.
It's an idea for anybody who
yeah.
has younger kids and doesn't really think that they need real money, or, you know, like my 3-year-old does not need money. Like he's okay.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What about, yep. Like, so for the money that goes into the, if you are not a person of faith, I have also seen the save, spend, share.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not tithing, it goes with
the alliteration.
Yes. Well, exactly. So if you're not tithing to like a church or something, it could still be a share jar, which is like maybe you buy a nice gift for someone, or maybe you give it to a not like a nonprofit who's yeah. like doing something yeah. in another country
to a cause that you agree with and you like and you love, like you
right.
could still share that money with them and help support somebody else.
Yeah. yeah. So that's something else, I suppose.
Yeah. Jesse, this might be taking a bit of a turn, but because it's tax day,
okay.
I feel like we can talk about this.
Let's do it.
One of my favorite lessons to teach my kids is all about taxes. And we love to teach this around like Halloween, the candy holidays.
The candy tax.
I think we've talked about this before.
The candy tax.
Friends, this is a great time. Easter is, you know, you probably still have some Easter candy laying around your house at this point. invoke mom tax and dad tax, friends.
Oh, you know, I like it.
You get to, you know, your taxes. So mom and dad get to come in and take a couple pieces off the top. We get to teach how the government takes all of our money.
Sure does. Sure does.
So as a bit of a turn as that is, friends, invoke the tax.
Yep.
I mean, the government is taking your money right now. So take that kid's candy.
You know, it's funny that you mention that, because there was a time when my son, he's 6, was asked to water a tree. But it was not near our house. And so I had to drive him to said tree to water that tree.
Okay.
And so I told him that if I'm going to drive you 3 times a week to go and water this tree, I require 10 cents
yeah.
per every time that yeah. I am driving you to the tree.
Welcome to the economy, bro.
Right? Like, it's not free. You don't get my labor for free.
Not at all.
So
I am your employee.
That's right.
You owe me money.
That's right. So I did. We did do that. But, you know, if you're, I think it's a useful. I mean, because 10 yeah. cents, I don't need 10 cents. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was more for like, you yeah. know, you have expenses. If you have this yeah. job and you need to do the job, but you can't do it without me taking you.
It's a teachable moment.
Totally is.
Like, that's what it all boils down to.
I think I made something like, you know, 70 cents or something by the end of it.
You make them mad and it's a teachable moment. It's great.
All right, y'all. Gosh. Well, we hope that your tax day is filled with sunshine and rainbows.
And refunds galore.
That's it. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.